Hello, everybody. Welcome to week number 10 here on KMZ of Locker Room Chats. I'm Crittenden Prophet here with head coach of the New Hall Central Bullies, the Thunder, John Thomas. Coach, we got a couple games to talk about that you played last Friday against Riley County, a win of 72-65 in double overtime. Also, a win of Olpe on Monday, 40-36. What can you tell me about both big wins?
Well, Friday was against Riley County was a battle. Obviously, going two overtimes, was nip and tuck most of the ball game, really. We did build a 7-9 point lead, something like that, in the fourth quarter, and that quickly dwindled when they hit a couple threes. So just a game where we had to keep battling through some of our own mistakes and battling through their good shooting in the second half.
And then, of course, that Olpe game that was just played on Monday this week.
Yeah, that one also was a battle. It wasn't a very pretty ball game the first half. A lot of turnovers and average shooting, but both teams were playing pretty good defense at the same time. So I think the brightest thing coming out of that ball game is our defense, I think, was as good as it's been all year. We had to guard some really good guards that one of which averages, I believe, is 23 points a game, and we held him to 8. So I thought Caleb and Evan really did a good job on him, and our other guys, holding them to 36 points really did a good job on the rest of the guys, too.
Just a quick look here at the scoring in both those games. Against Riley County, Peterson had 10 points, Hike had 11, Schmelzley with 11, Olberding 14, Colby Free had 18 points and 20 rebounds. He also had a great game against Olpe with 14 points, 13 rebounds, while Olberding and Schmelzley had 8 points apiece for both of them. So you're finding a lot of defense production here, some point production as we get to kind of the end of the season here. Only one more game counts there for that sub-state, and that's against Concordia here on Friday. What can you kind of tell me about this matchup on Friday, and then you can kind of lean a little bit into that game against Sabetha, which won't count for anything as sub-state will kind of get figured out this Saturday, but what can you tell me about these upcoming two opponents for you?
Well, Concordia looks like a very athletic team on film. They play very fast. They play a unique style of defense. They're a team that has been a little bit up and down, but probably more up than down. I know they got beat Friday, but they've had some good wins, and expect going to their place is going to be a very difficult environment to play in. And then Sabetha on Monday. Originally it was scheduled for Tuesday, we moved it to Monday because of the new sub-state or postseason schedule. And I think they seem to be playing as well as they've played all year. And so that will be another huge challenge for us on Monday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always here on the Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Life Care Center and Hauk Seed. Coach, thank you for your time.
You betcha. Thank you.